Emma.
And this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today, we're going to be talking about our reading personalities, but we wanted to share what we're currently reading.
Yeah, so I'll go first. I just finished Daisy Hates the Great Undoing last night, and 5 stars, it broke me. I love Daisy, I love Julian, I love Christian, so yeah, it was so good. And then I'm going to start Silver Elite.
Very nice.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it is. I've heard mixed reviews.
And then there's the question of who is Danny Francis.
Yeah.
Ugh, I need to figure that out.
Same.
But also, with the Magnolia Park series, isn't the first book and the second book about different characters? Or is it like the third book?
Yeah, so there's like Magnolia Park's books about Magnolia and BJ. And then there's Daisy's books that has POVs from Daisy, Christian, and Julian.
Okay.
But it's all interconnected. Like, you see every character within the books.
Okay.
But you get their perspective.
Cool.
And they have their own things going on. So.
That's cool. And then it's like POV, like, this is Magnolia's chapter. This is BJ's chapter. Okay.
Yeah, so it's really cool to see, like, have the dual POV.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. So I am rereading the Hunger Games series. It was July 4th. And I was like, I'm craving a Hunger Games read. And I was like, wait, the reading happens on July 4th. That's crazy. And then, yeah, so I finished it in like 3 or 4 days. And I'm on Catching Fire. I read 100 pages yesterday.
You go, girl.
I know. And what's even, it's terrible. I had, let's see, I put my daughter to sleep at 7. And then my husband was out for a music rehearsal until like 10. So I had 3 hours to read, but I had a major headache and I could not like lift my head, and reading was not going to happen. So I feel like I wasted 3 hours of my life just wasting away in bed and not
reading.
No,
you had a headache.
I know, but like I could have got like 180 pages read in that 3 hours. Yeah. And I could be so much further ahead. I'm so sad.
It's okay. Life happens.
I know life happens, but it's really disappointing.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited. And I'm wondering after this one, I know it's probably going to end in a cliffhanger, so I might have to rush into Mockingjay, but then I might need to take a break. I have not read much of my summer TBR, so I think I need to get back into like ACOTAR or something. Okay. I need Frost and Starlight and then Silver Flames.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like a little fantasy. Yeah. So,
and Frost and Starlight's so short.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that's going to be good. Of like, give me some motivation.
Yeah, and so like some momentum.
Yep, exactly. Because July has not been a good reading month for me.
It's been slow for me.
I've just been, I don't know, caught up in life. Ellie needs my attention. Yeah. I don't know.
It's taken me like almost like a week, 4 or 5 days to finish each book.
Yeah.
But I read Binding 13 and Keeping 13, and those are like 600 plus page books.
That's crazy.
So they were longer.
Yeah. So it's justifiable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've been reading like, I don't know, 300 page books, and it's taking a week. Also, I did read Wild Dark Shore, and that just took so long, like a week. And maybe that just kind of dimmed my momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a little slump. Slumpy poo.
But yeah, okay, so today we're talking about our reading personalities.
Yeah.
When do you like to read? Is there a certain time of day?
Preferably at night before bed. Like, that's when I have a lot of motivation to read. But honestly, I like when I'm at work, if I finish my notes and I have like 20-30 minutes, I bring my book to work, and so I'll pick up my book and read. I kind of read just whenever I can. Like, I bring my book everywhere.
Yeah.
And so if I get somewhere early, I'll read my book. Especially if it's good. I'll spend all day reading. If it's hard for me to pick it up, I usually wait until like nighttime or like maybe in the morning. But yeah, I prefer nighttime.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like my kind of, I don't know, schedule is changing these days. I've been trying to wake up early because we're moving soon and I want to create
Oh
good
yeah, I forgot
habits.
about
I
that.
know. I
That's so
want we
exciting.
we're getting a gym at this complex. Our current complex
Nice.
doesn't have a gym, so I'm gonna have gym access,
There you
and the
go.
best time is probably gonna be like early in the morning so that Zeke can be with Ellie while I'm gone. And I'm hoping to get that into like my normal routine. So Zeke will be able to stay with her like early in the mornings. So probably like 6 a.m. I'll be at the gym.
You
And
go,
then
girl.
I know, and then I can listen to audiobooks like you said. And then yeah, I hit my goals. But so I've been trying to wake up earlier to prepare for that because it's a month away. And currently I've been waking up at like 6:30 or sooner, and I don't have a gym to be working out at right now, and I'm not good with home workouts. I just get so distracted and bored. So I've been reading during that time, and Ellie has been wanting to stay in her room until like 8 a.m. Even though she wakes up at like 7, she just plays for like an hour. So it's like an hour and a half that I get to read before a day even starts, which is so
That's
nice. I
awesome.
know, because I get like my me time, and yeah, I knock out a bunch of pages. It makes me feel like accomplished before the day even starts. And my motivation to like get chores done is in the morning too. So as soon as I leave my room, it's just like chores, 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 get it all done. And then I rest and pick up my book if my daughter lets me. And during those chores, I'm doing audiobooks. And then she'll go to bed. If my husband's not home, I'll be reading. But most of the time, I'm just hanging out with him. And then he goes to rehearsal every Thursday. So, like I said earlier, I have like 3 hours to read. Those are like the best days. I'm like, yes, alone time.
Yeah, that's great.
I know. So my reading is kind of like all day, just when I can. Like you said, my book goes everywhere with me. Instead of like picking up my phone and picking up my book. And I feel like that's so funny, like standing in line at coffee or whatever, and
Get your
you
pull out
have a
your
book.
book.
Yeah. But I just love how it connects people. And that's why I like reading publicly.
Literally, going off that, so it was after my last kid, I was walking back, and one of the moms that was in the waiting room, she was reading The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah, and I was like, oh, I loved that book, and we talked about it for like 5 minutes.
That's so
And I mean,
funny.
I don't work with her kid, but we talked about it, and it was a cool
That is
connection
so
I made
cool.
at work from a
Yeah.
parent. So yeah,
She's about to move her kid to you.
I know, right?
I was in the car in the drive-thru. Zeke was driving, but I was reading A Court of Mist and Fury. And the barista, she was like, OMG, I love that book. And then she was like, look. And she lifted up her thigh and she had bat wings above her knee. And I was like, that's crazy. Or
That's
it was actually
funny.
below her knee, which that seems
Ow.
painful. Yeah.
Ow, but
But
you
she was
go, girl.
committed. Yeah, she's like, that's my favorite series. And then a barista at that same coffee shop through the drive-thru did the same thing the like next day or whatever. And I
That's
was like, oh, y'all are
cool.
good friends then.
Yeah.
It
They
was so
probably got them
funny.
together.
Yeah, she like shoved her knee up the drive-thru window. It was a far reach, but she still had to show me.
That's funny. Yeah, I
Yeah.
love the connections I've made by like reading.
Yeah. Yeah, I
It's so
always, and it
cool.
makes me feel so more outgoing. Like, I just want to walk up to strangers and be like, hey, what are you reading?
I
You know?
know. Or, oh, I've read that book. Or, is
Yeah.
that book? Do you recommend it? You
Yeah.
know,
Yeah, I
asking
saw
them.
someone reading I Who Have Never Known Men at the pool one day, and I wanted to be like, I didn't like that one. Are you liking it? But yeah. Do you have a specific genre that you like to read the most?
Ooh. And this, okay, it depends on the time of year.
True.
So in the summer, I'm a big romance girl just because it's like fun. They're fluffy. They're usually short.
Yeah, that's true.
And then in the fall, winter time, I'm big on fantasy and like suspenseful thrillers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
But really big on fantasy and like the fall and winter time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I don't know, it's just the vibes.
It's the vibes. It's the vibes. And then like during like October, November, I'm like really big on like mysteries and stuff like
I feel like
that.
that's like peak Hunger Games time.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do a reread in the winter, fall, winter time.
Yeah. The Hunger Games starts July 4th, but then the second book goes into the winter time. And then I can't remember what happens with the 75th games, if it's again in July or if it was like immediately after, because you know they go to the 74th Hunger Games, they win.
I think
Then they
it's
have
in
to
the
do the tour.
wintertime.
Isn't it like right after their victory tour? I'm still in the middle of Catching Fire, so
Wait,
I can't remember.
no. I think it is. I think it is in the.
Because Catching Fire right now is wintertime on the victory tour.
Yeah, but I think it happens in the summertime again because they
Okay.
do Reaping Day.
That's good. Okay. I was like, no way, did they do two in 1 year? Because I'm still only 100 pages in. But my Fable says right now that I'm a dystopian dreamer. Before that,
Ooh.
I was like a romance
Let me
something.
see what I let me see what my fable
I
says.
love checking that thing. I do think that I read mostly romance.
Right now it says a romance fan.
Yeah.
Your reading journey is packed with thrilling romances. These are daring love stories, add a dash of passion to everyday life. Yeah, I've read a lot of romance recently.
Yeah, mine says dystopian dreamer, gripping dystopian worlds filled with romance, rebellion, survival, dominate your bookshelf. All the stories following resilient characters. You find hope and resilience in times of change, embracing life in all its complexity.
Yeah.
That is so funny. Okay. Yeah, it says I've read 27 romance books this year.
Dang, I've read 21. But mine is like romance young adult, and I think some of those young adult books are romance books.
That's true, like romanticy.
Yeah.
Yeah. If
Or just like technically Binding 13's young adult, even though it should not be.
Oh, that's so funny. I do think that if I read fantasy, it has to be romanticy to keep me like
Same.
intrigued.
Same.
Ugh, I don't need nasty, but I need like, I don't know, something
You need some
happening.
yearning.
Yeah, I don't need slaying and swords and death.
Oh, I like that,
I
but
need a
I
mix.
need a mix.
Yes. Yeah, it
For
says that my
sure.
next one is young adult. 13 books, young adult books. But like you said, romance, they go faster, but there are some that are like 350 pages. I feel like that's a solid book, like
Yeah.
350 pages, but they go so fast.
They do.
Like Emily Henry, I read it in like one day, but it's a big
Or
book.
Abby Jimenez.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love her with all my heart. Oh, that's a good question. What is your favorite author?
Jessa Hastings, I think.
Oh yeah, I should have
Just
known that.
because her writing is something like I've never read before, and it's so poetic and beautiful, and I'm just like so captivated. It's definitely her books are definitely like brain rot books. But I love them.
That's
So
so
Jessa
funny.
Hastings is probably my favorite author.
I feel like brain rot is like a summer thing.
Yeah.
Like I used to like sit there and just watch Family Feud and
Yeah. Friends or, you know, like New Girl.
yeah, that's good. Okay, do
Wait, who's
you?
your favorite author? You
Oh
didn't
yeah,
answer.
my favorite author. Okay, so it used to be Emily Henry, and I love that girl. I'll never. Okay, a lot of her books are 3 stars for me, but I love them. That I don't know why. It doesn't make sense. But Abby Jimenez, I've read The Friend Zone and Say You'll Remember Me, which is so terrible because they're the first book of interconnected series, and I haven't read the next books of those series, and so I have to go back into those worlds, and that just feels really daunting for me. But those two books, like 5 stars. No notes. So good. Like,
Okay.
they are my favorite. And she makes me literally laugh out loud.
She's funny.
Oh, man. And
I need to
so,
read the Happily Ever After playlist.
yeah, I know, me too.
It looked kind of thick.
It looks bigger than Friend Zone.
So I'm like, oh.
And, like, her story's a little sad. It's about Sloane.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I think Abby Jimenez
I need to just read it. I need to
is my
just read it.
favorite. You do need to read it. Let's read it together. Will that
Okay.
motivate us?
I'll probably read it after that. After
After.
Silverly.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's been on my shelf forever. Forever. I just need to read it and get it over with.
I just, with series, I like to go 1 through 3 or whatever, like all
Yeah, but they're
together.
interconnected.
I
So it's
know.
not like it's like a series.
I know, but I need it. I just, that's how I gotta do it. I don't
Yeah.
know. I think my brain is just organizational, and
Yeah.
it's testing boundaries. Do you like to snack while you read?
Okay, I was thinking about this question last night. So my brain won't let me eat while I read, but I can like drink stuff while I read. But if I want like some grapes or some chips, I have to eat all the grapes and then I can read. Or like eat a few, then I read for a longer time, and then I like eat grapes and then I'll read. But my favorite way to read is chewing gum. I feel like I'm so focused when I chew gum. So
That
I'll
is
pop a
so
piece of gum
funny.
and then I'll read, and it's like a snack.
That's funny. I like to bring my book everywhere. So that's usually just when I find like a quiet moment. And so I had already taken care of everything else. If it's like maybe like a protein bar where I can just like mindlessly like eat it and be reading, that's kind of what I do, but not like Cheetos or like anything like that,
Well,
because you're so dirty.
your hands get, yeah.
And I don't really snack really, so I try to eat like big meals
Yeah.
instead. So no, I'm not a snacker. But that's funny, like your brain won't let you multitask.
And but that's it's so weird because I can multitask doing anything else, but when I'm reading, I can't snack. But here's like it's so weird because Tanner will listen to music or a podcast and I can or watch TV and I can read and block it out. But for some reason eating, maybe it's like the switching. I don't know.
Even like if you keep your eyes on the book.
I get distracted. I have to like reread like the
Interesting.
sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, I can block out sounds too.
Yeah, I can block out sounds unless I'm like interested. Unless like a really good song I love or they say something like on the TV and I'm like, oh, then I like will switch, but for the most part I can block it out.
Okay, on that question, do we listen to anything while reading?
I feel like I read better in complete silence.
Really? Even
But
with like what do you call them? Like
like ambient
ambiance,
ambiance, yeah. I mean, I can read with it. I just feel like I read better in silence or like white noise or like rain.
White noise makes me sleepy.
Yeah, we listen to rain sounds when we go to bed, and I'll turn on the rain sounds for Tanner to fall asleep, and I'll read. And I mean, if it's a good book, I can stay up all night and read it. If it's a slower part, I'll fall asleep. But I feel like I do better, like I focus better with like either white noise, rain sounds, or complete silence.
I feel like rain noise is too noisy for
Really?
me.
Oh, okay.
I have to have white noise. And then I heard someone say that brown noise is really good for reading. I don't know, it's like a bit fuzzier, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So sometimes I try that. Or I read Wild Dark Shore with like a mystery thriller instrumental playlist in the background, and it was so good. There was two songs that matched up with the book so perfectly. I had
Really?
screenshotted them. I was like, these are perfect, and it was so fun. It made it like more enjoyable.
Well,
And then what else?
I think it's fun when people make playlists for books, and then, but I can't do the lyrics because half the time I'll know the
Yes, no,
lyrics and then I can't read. So it has to be instrumental.
Yeah, what I want to do is like create playlist or find a song that makes me think of a book and like I don't know, use that as content for my bookstagram. Like cuz like Ordinary, like I know it's a cliche song, but
It's
literally
so good for fantasy stuff.
yes. It's
I
like
mean,
for every fantasy book, it
Book Talk
works.
claimed that song.
I know, and he knows it too. He loves it. He's like sending this to Book Talk.
Well, he's like, Rebecca, please use this in your adaptation or whatever.
Fourth Wing. But I was reading Powerless and she's literally Ordinary and I was like, this is just perfect. Oh my gosh. That was key, like, I don't know, superior reading with Ordinary.
I know. Maybe I need to start making playlists for like after I read the book, find songs, or maybe just find like a fantasy instrumental and then create playlists for like different books. That'd be cool.
There is a Hunger Games like instrumental soundtrack. I tried reading
Ooh.
or listening to it while reading, And it was okay.
Okay.
Didn't really match up with the scenes. I don't know, maybe if I started the soundtrack at the beginning of the book and
Okay.
then like had the scenes match up, but it was okay. Do you listen to audiobooks and do you prefer hardcover over paperback or Kindle?
Okay, so audiobooks. I will listen to an audiobook like once in a blue moon. I usually only listen to like mystery thrillers on Audible just because that's the only thing that keeps my brain entertained. And I prefer paperback. I think they're easier to hold. Hardcover obviously looks prettier. Sorry, my angle just popped. But I prefer paperback. I don't know. I think paperback is superior to hardcover. And I have, okay, so I don't have a Kindle, but I have an iPad mini. And I just downloaded the Kindle app. And I think I'm gonna go on Kindle Unlimited and try to pick a few books and maybe read two books at the same time, like a physical book and then a Kindle book. I'm gonna try it. We'll see.
Oh, do they have books that are free?
On Kindle Unlimited, but you
Okay.
have to pay for Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, how much?
I don't know, my mom pays for
Oh,
it.
okay.
I
That's
just have
nice.
her account.
I'll get on that. Mama told me.
Yeah, just log in.
Okay, I listened to audiobooks. I just started maybe, I think last month or maybe a month and a half ago. That is how I got through classics. I really enjoyed them with Audible. But I could not get through them like sitting down and reading them. But and then with the version that I'm listening to, they have like the horses like in the back.
That's
And yeah,
cool.
and if it's a man, like if there's three men in the scene, three different men are narrating.
Okay, see, I would enjoy audiobooks so much more if they were more like that and had actually different characters
Yeah,
for different
same.
or voice people.
I hate when a woman says a man's line.
Yeah,
I'm like,
same.
why could we not just say as a man? You
Yeah.
know? Like it doesn't make sense. And then it's hard to keep track of who's saying what character is in
Yeah.
the scene right now.
Yeah.
Like that was how it was for Red Rising. The same guy narrates everything, even if it was a woman talking. He changes how his voice sounds, but
It's still not the
I was like,
same.
wait, who are we talking to right now? But yeah, so audiobooks are mostly they are misses for me. Like I have not liked a lot of them. But I'm trying to do them because I have the Audible and it's free. And then it gives me something to do when I'm doing dishes. I think I said in one of our last episodes that it makes me like feel more accomplished because I'm not just and like dishes is like my least favorite chore. So then
Yeah.
I'm like doing something I like while also doing dishes. So it makes doing dishes easier. But I don't know if I'd be a Kindle person. I definitely need like the whole setup with like the tap to flip a page. I don't want to be sitting there swiping. I like the idea that it's like black and white, no like blue light or anything. I had a Nook when I was younger, and I liked that experience, but maybe because I was younger,
I
and
had
that's
a
like,
Nook too.
yeah, like screens weren't like big back then.
Yeah.
Like you had your TV, and that was it. But
You
yeah.
had your like iPad or iPod Nano.
Yes,
You didn't have a screen
for
and it was
real.
you just clicked it on your shirt.
Yes, I know. Yeah, that was my life. But yeah, I really like the Nook. But I don't know if I would be a Kindle person anymore.
I think the only reason I think the good thing about Kindle is like at night and it's not very like I don't have to put my light on
True.
to read and it's not as bright as like the light. But other than that, I just prefer a physical book.
Yeah,
Like,
I need the trophy.
I like to hold it, to carry it. I like that you can actually see the colors of the cover. And on like Kindle you can't. For like on the iPad, because it's not black and white, I do get the colors of like the cover. And I can actually change the background of like the pages. So like right now I have it on like a blue, but it's like so it's not as bright and you can like adjust the brightness. But I really like that setting.
That's cool. And then for a physical book, I prefer
Yeah, you're weird. I'm
hardcover.
kidding.
That's so funny. Because I feel like they're not is this even a word? Damageable. Is that a word?
Yeah,
Like, I don't
damageable.
know. It's easier to damage a paperback. And I'm not a gentle person. And so if I throw a
Yeah, you have
paperback
a.
in my purse, it's destroyed.
No.
And I hate destroyed books. Like, I want them to look perfect even after I've read them.
Same.
You
Like, I
know?
don't crack the spine.
Yeah.
I don't bend my pages.
No. Dog ears? No, ma'am.
No, got bookmarks for
No
that.
judgment, but I'm just saying.
Because I also like I'll let people like borrow my books too, and so I don't want them to like if I give a book out for it to be like I have dog-eared the pages or like my spine is cracked and I expect to get it back the way that I gave it. I don't know if that's
Do you tell people your rules before you give them?
well, I don't lend them out very often.
Okay.
I've only lent them out to like two people before, and they are like me. So
Yeah, I've only
I
lent one book.
trusted them to take care of it.
I've only given one book. She still has it. It's called The Woman.
Oh yeah.
And she was like, if there's one book, what would you read? And I was like, The Woman. And she's taking so long. Kundi, I know you're listening. Please finish this book.
Kundi.
Yeah, she was in your grade.
Oh yeah.
Shout
Wait, we
out.
used to say, okay, I don't know if she'll remember this. Kundi, if you're listening, do you remember this? In middle school, was it junior high or what was the other one? Intermediate? I don't remember. But we sat at the same lunch table for a period of time. I remember that.
So that just made you best friends.
Yeah,
That's
basically.
so funny. Yeah, she's in a book club with her cousins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the second one of what do you call it? What's her name? The podcast one, Murder Room, Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Oh, yeah.
They're reading the second one.
Second one is that I like the third one's so good. Oh my gosh. You need
I
to read that.
will.
Read it in the fall.
I know, I'm waiting for October,
Okay.
maybe September. Okay. Do you DNF books?
I do. I do. I just DNF'd a book actually like last week. I don't do it often. I try not to. I try to give it a lot of chances, but I will DNF if I just like am not into it. I used to not DNF, but recently I've started to, like this year. But I don't DNF often.
Do you have a certain percentage that you like to get to before you DNF?
Close to 50%.
Oh, wow. That's a big
I
chance.
know. I know. Well, I DNF'd Butchered and Blackburn like
Yeah.
after 30 pages. But that's
Oh.
because I've already told you, but it's because of like it's super gory and the language
Oh.
is crazy and
Oh.
it was just like gross.
I forgot you said that.
Yeah, so I DNF'd it after 30 pages.
Ugh.
That's the fastest I've DNF'd a book though.
Aren't they like serial killers?
Yeah, but they hunt bad people.
Okay.
Like they're the ones that
They're the good guys.
the quote unquote good guy. Yeah, I don't really
Yeah.
know.
Is
It sounded intriguing, but
that Morally Gray?
I didn't know it was a dark romance.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, haha. Yeah, DNF. But I've only DNF'd two books.
Does that just mean it's really inappropriate? Dark romance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like too many details.
Yeah, and it's just like, yeah.
Okay. Okay,
I think so. Honestly, I don't know.
I
I just remember it being like really gross.
It just sounds like that means it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
I do DNF. What have I DNF'd? Oh, Binding 13.
Oh,
I
you did, Dina.
DNF
Oh,
Binding 13.
girl. You need to read it. You just need to, don't listen to it. Read it.
I will,
It's
yeah.
so good. Honestly, Keeping 13, there was, some inappropriate scenes, but you can skip those.
It's easier to skip on a physical book. And I'm probably gonna borrow your copy, so I won't dog ear it.
But it's paperback.
I know, it's okay. Because I don't want to invest in it and hate it again.
Yeah.
But I did listen to the Audible, and it was like hard to know when something inappropriate was coming. I think I got to chapter 11, and I was just like so done. But I know everyone's like it's so deep and like.
It is. They go through so much stuff.
Gosh.
There's like a lot of trauma. So, have you read the trigger warnings in it?
No, I try to go into books blind.
But other than that, but don't you like look at trigger warnings?
Sometimes, like if they come up on like a reel or something, I try to like only pay attention to that, like when they say trigger warnings or like in the caption.
Do you not read any like
Is there something I avoid?
yeah.
Okay, so the book called The Names by Florence Knapp. I walked in, like I said, I walk into books blind. And if I knew that book, the trigger warning is like domestic abuse. And that, if a little bit, that's fine because that's real life. But it was like the whole book. That was the center of the book. And it came up so much. And they were such crazy things. It was a little hard to get through, like very uncomfortable. And like, I know that's real life, but I just don't want to consume that. So if I knew that about the book before I read it, I probably would have avoided it.
What is domestic violence? Is that like wife and,
Yeah.
or what about like kids and stuff?
Maybe. Because domestic probably just means like in the home.
Okay, well, Finding 13 has domestic violence.
Yeah, and I knew that, like,
Okay.
with the girl. What's her name?
Yeah.
What's the girl's
Oh,
name?
Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Yeah. Shannon like the river.
Shannon like the river. Oh, love her.
Yeah, I knew that. And like her stuff, it was just like, okay, please don't judge me, y'all. Like, I feel like I'm gonna get judged. I already got judged by this one lady, but it was just like she gets bullied, she gets bullied, she gets bullied, she gets bullied. I was like, okay, we get it. She's bullied. Like, okay, next. Like,
No, but there's like stuff like in the home.
yeah, I know that. I know that.
Okay.
I got
And
to
like really
that.
bad.
I haven't gone to like specifics, but I know that things have happened.
Yeah, and it's like the whole family.
Oh shoot. What else have I DNF'd? Okay, so before Binding 13, I think Binding 13 was my first DNF. And I don't know if I've DNF'd anything since then, but before that, I was committed to not DNFing, just finishing the whole book. And I have the book trophy. And if it's a series, I won't move on. But yeah, Binding 13, I just could not do.
Do you get rid of books you don't like, or do you keep them?
I keep them because I'm like,
Oh,
I need the proof that I read this and
I
the
get rid of
validation.
them. I get rid of them.
Nah.
If I don't like a book, bye. Or like a series that was just like, okay, bye.
If my bookshelves get full, I will one day. But I
Yeah.
have three right now, and they're nowhere near being full.
Yeah.
So I have them like displayed, so they are nowhere near full.
I'm about to
And
get a bookshelf.
really, for real? You're gonna get the corner one?
Well, at his work, they have a bookshelf that they're just like, they have stuff on it. And so he's like, I'm gonna try to take it, bring it home for free.
That's so cool.
So, well, I'll have a bookshelf soon.
Okay, do you get emotional in books?
Yes and no. I think it depends on the book, how attached I am to the characters. But usually not. Like if it's super sad, like I teared up Magnolia Park's The Long Way Home at the very ending. If you know, you know. I teared up during the Fearless fight scene. If you know, you know. And it just depends, honestly. I definitely am less emotional, I feel like, than the average person.
Even in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm overly emotional. I don't think it's a bad thing either, if you are. I
No, I
just
don't think so either. Like, I think, honestly, I wish I cried more in books. Like, I'm like, oh, I wish I would have felt that a little bit more, you know?
I feel like I'm hit or miss on emotions. Like with Catching Fire, I was just reading, they're going on the victory tour. They go to District 11 and she sees Rue's family like on the pedestal. And I was like like I wasn't actually crying tears,
Yeah.
but I literally made the face of like I'm crying.
Yeah.
And like
I'm like that too.
I like silently sobbed. But let's see. I feel like a few books have made me emotional. Fearless did not hit the way it hit you. Not way.
Yeah.
I feel like Morning Star kind of tickled me. Like,
Aw.
yay.
I need to read it. I
You do.
just. I don't know.
Or just do the Audible.
I know. I just don't have a lot of, like, I don't.
On your drives to work.
Yeah, but my drive's only 15 minutes max. So it's like, do I even really, I get 30 minutes a day in, or if I go for a walk.
Yeah.
But
Dishes? When do you do dishes?
it takes me like 10 minutes to do dishes.
Yeah, it's just the two of you guys. What else? Sunrise on the Reaping. I probably got a little emotional.
I didn't, I don't think.
Like, it's just sad. His life and everything that happened. The women. That wrecked
Okay,
me.
that I didn't cry in it, but I definitely felt every single emotion that I know that exists.
She was like, anger, check. Happiness, check. Joy, check. And then it was like, trauma,
Frustration, yeah,
check.
trauma, yeah,
It's like,
all of it.
triple check, trauma. Oh my gosh. That book wrecked me. So yeah, that one got me emotional, which is so tough because I read that like January 6th, like the beginning of my reading journey, and nothing has topped that book. Enough, nothing ever will ever top that book.
That's funny. It's
Ugh,
good. It's
okay.
good.
What draws you to a book?
Okay. Honestly, if I hear a lot about a book, I'm like, I'll read it. But a pretty cover, an interesting plot line. I try to go into books blind, but I kind of want to know the main idea of the book. I don't read the back of books, but like The Compound. They were like, oh, it's like Love Island meets Lord of the Flies, like Life or Death, Love Island. I'm like, sold. I'm gonna read it. But if people talk about a book, I'll probably read it. Just because if people enjoy it, other people do. I'm really easily entertained. It doesn't take a lot for me to enjoy a book. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll read it.
Kind of like quote unquote bandwagon, but
I am, yeah, kind of. That's
I
okay. Yeah, I am. I know
am
it's,
too. Well,
yeah.
especially right now because I'm just beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to read everything that everyone like praises. But
I don't think that's a bad thing though, because
no.
like if a lot of people like it, that means it's probably good.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't you want to read a good book?
Yeah, for real. Okay, wait. I just remembered that Hunger Games has 9.5 million ratings on Goodreads.
Crazy.
It is one of the top rated. Harry Potter is the first
Okay, yeah,
with like
that makes
11
sense.
million ratings.
That makes
Isn't that
sense.
crazy?
I know.
But what
It's
I was
been
going
out for a
to
while,
Oh, I
so.
know. But what I was going to say was I like when people say like if you like this kind of book or this kind of movie, you'll like this. I love that. It makes me it's
That's what
so
you
good.
should do for some content
I
ideas.
will. I'm gonna get there. It's really hard to make content, especially book reviews, because I don't have a lot of time to sit down, set up my whole gear, and then talk about a book.
Yeah, I don't, I feel like I don't like to do book reviews that often.
No, me neither. But then I feel like I'm a bookstagram. I need to be.
I'm gonna start changing mine up to like bookish, like, and then like lifestyle stuff. Because it's kind of hard to come up with just book ideas.
And then, like, if I'm reading, and the hard part is that I'm reading books people have already read. So nobody wants to hear a review about that. But eventually, when I get all these books under my belt, I'm gonna be doing like ARC books or like books people haven't read or that have like 100 ratings, you know? But that's also hard because then it might be a book that's not good, you know?
And that's okay. You can post an honest review about it and be
True.
like, I wanted to read this book because not a lot of people have read it, and now I know why a lot of people haven't read it. I'm
That's
kidding.
so funny. Yeah, I feel like people in Bookstagram, they do not like when you post about a book you didn't like. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, it's not my cup of tea. Like, it's not personal.
Yeah.
I'm just different than
It's
you.
well, I think the biggest thing, like for you, like when you posted the Binding 13
Yeah.
thing, it's because it's such a loved series from
Yes.
so many, like it's like kind of like culty vibes.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I mean, like ACOTAR and Throne of Glass, like they
Yeah.
have a huge following. And so, and a lot of people love it. And so they're like, Bond, you love it. But it's like we all have our different things.
Yeah. I would just be like, oh, you don't love it? Bummer.
Yeah,
But these people
that's.
are like fighting words, like
Yeah. Well, it's like you didn't love the Powerless series like I did.
Yeah,
But I'm
I like
like,
it.
yeah, you liked it, but like I'm like obsessed with it. But I'm
Yeah.
not like, oh, you suck, Narissa, because you don't
Yeah.
like it.
It's just
Like,
not personal.
yeah.
It's just we're different.
Yeah. Well, it's
Oh,
like
man.
I will never read a classic. Sorry. But you love them, you know?
We still need to do that movie date.
I know.
We need to pick a day.
I know.
Okay. What draws me to a book? Like you said, I definitely am a judge by the cover. If it's pretty, I'm picking it up. And you can hate on that. I don't care. If it's like, that's why they make it pretty. So you grab it. Like they do that on purpose. And I'm just a victim to the system.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And then I don't know if a lot of people like it. That's about
Or if
it.
it's like a new release, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna read it.
Yeah. Or like if it's an author I love and it's a new one of theirs, immediate buy. Immediate. Or like sprayed edges. I'm trying to get like a big sprayed edges collection right now.
That's cool.
So because I like to turn them on the other side and show that side off. So that's what I've been doing is if it has sprayed edges, I'm immediately buying
You're
it.
buying it.
Do you prefer standalones or series?
Depends on my mood.
Okay.
Depends on my mood because I love a good series. But also sometimes series can feel like a really big commitment. But if I'm in the mood for a series, I'm gonna read a series. But in the summertime, I'm like, standalone romances.
Oh yeah,
But
true.
like in the fall and wintertime, I'm like, give me a series. I don't know, it's just like the mood I'm in. But I love both. I think both are great. It just depends on, like, if I've read a series, I'm probably not going to pick up another series right away.
Yeah, for
I'm going to
real.
read a few standalones and then I'll jump into a series. Like,
Agreed.
Magnolia Parks is a series,
Yeah.
but it's also like I've spaced them out.
Does that feel fine for you?
Yeah, because they stick with me. I like remember things.
Okay.
I have like a really good memory when it comes to books. And so I feel like I'm someone that can space out stuff. But like Throne of Glass, like I read that boom, 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 because it was just so good. Same with ACOTAR. Boom, 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 boom.
I stopped after the third ACOTAR.
Yeah. Well, that's okay because there's that nice break from Frost and Starlight. And then the next book is about like Cassie and Nesta.
Yeah. I
So.
think that's what got me, because I think I heard that Frost and Starlight is like the Christmas episode. And so I was like, okay, I'll take a moment.
It's just, yeah.
Because Court of Wings and Ruin was very war heavy, and I got a little bored. So I was like, I need a moment. But yeah. I think, like you said, like a romance standalone, I really like that because, like I said earlier, the friend zone, the happy ever playlist, and then what is the last one? Like,
Life's too
Life's
short.
Too Short. Yeah. I'm feeling like, I don't know, not motivated to jump back into the world, even though it's about different people, it's interconnected, you know? But like Emily Henry, I think she does interconnected well, like barely mentions, it was Book Lovers. Those characters were in another one. I think it was Beach Read. They ran into Charlie at the airport with
Oh, I don't
Nora.
even remember.
But yeah, it was like exactly like it was just a little blurb. She saw the editor in the airport with Nora. I think her name is Nora. And yeah, but I don't know. I'm just having a hard time getting back into Abby Jimenez, like interconnected. Even though I love her, I don't understand why I'm having such a hard time.
I am too, though. I am too. So it's not just you. Maybe because, what was that one? The friend zone. I literally hated the female main character. She was so annoying. And so I'm like, oh, do I want to read another annoying female main character?
Yeah, she was super annoying, but I loved it.
I did too. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I read it so fast.
Yeah, it's the miscommunication trope.
I hate the miscommunication trope. It drives me up the
I
wall.
know. Just talk.
Ugh.
But I think Sloane is a totally different personality,
Yeah, I
so
think
we
so
need to
too.
just read it. Okay. I was gonna say, do we stay up late to read?
Depends on the book and depends on what I have going on the next morning. Like if I have to be up early for work, I like am done reading by like 10:30. Tanner and I have been watching Criminal Minds at night. And so
How do you go to
sometimes,
sleep?
because it doesn't, I don't know.
It's just fake to you?
And, well, aren't they based on like real stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, are you okay?
Sometimes I have a hard time falling asleep. But yeah, I don't know.
What do you dream about?
Well, it just depends. Last night I had a weird dream. I don't really remember it, but it was weird.
Did you watch Criminal Minds last night?
Yeah, we did. But it was like the dream wasn't related to it was like we were in a competition and we were all in a hotel
the
I don't even
compound.
know. Yeah, maybe. I don't remember the dream that well, but I was in a competition and it was like there was only like two people left, it was me and some other girl. And we were like trying to race back to the hotel. I don't know.
Did you win?
I don't remember.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so we've been watching Criminal Minds at night, so I haven't really been staying up late to read because I'm usually tired by the end of Criminal Minds.
I think when I started my reading journey, I was staying up late because I was so hooked.
Yeah, you were like up late, and you would text me and be like, "I'm not asleep."
I'm like, it's 12:30. And like I would be fine the next day. But I think after quite a few months of that, I was like, I need to prioritize my sleep. And I've always been like a big, you need to sleep 8+ hours person. I don't know why. Just like sports and like recuperation. And so yeah, I am definitely prioritizing my sleep by now. I have an alarm at 9, 9:30, 10, and 10:30. And those are like my last chances. Like you need to be in bed with your book if you want to be reading, or like finish TV at 10:30 and go to bed. And then I'm up at like 6:30 or whatever. So yeah, I think there will probably be a book in the future that is so good that I stay up late to read. But my husband doesn't like lights on while he's trying to sleep. But
You have a book light?
I don't.
You need to get one from Amazon. It's like a little thing that just comes over your book. You attach it to the book. And it's like bright, but it's not as bright as like a lamp or something.
What I do is, because Goodreads is like that white background, I turn my red light on my phone. You can do like a color filter. And so I turn that color filter on and then I open Goodreads because it's so bright. And then I use that. So it's kind of like a red light. And I just like put it on my chest. My books are here.
There you go.
But yeah, that's currently what I do. But I don't stay up late anymore. Because I would rather read in bed that late at night rather than like read downstairs and then come to bed. Because then I feel like I would stay downstairs all night.
I read in bed, like laying either on my back or on my side, holding the book.
On my side, I get like so tight and like, I don't know, it
Yeah, I
hurts.
have to switch sides.
I'm so old.
And it's hard when like you're at the either beginning of the book or the end of the book because like the weight on it's
Yes. It
hard.
falls over or like keeps closing. Oh, the worst. All right. Well, that's our reading personalities.
Who do you relate to?
Like character-wise?
Well, no, I'm saying like our listeners. Do they relate to me more
Oh.
or you more? Or maybe we have like kind of the same answers for some of them.
I because like with the reader color test, we're both yellows. Like we're very similar. We say this all the time. But then there's like opinion, like powerless, you're like sold out, and I'm like meh, you know. But I
I'm like,
liked
I
it.
loved Binding 13, and you're like,
I'm like never. I'm not even
no.
like meh. I'm like no.
We just have different likes. Classics, no thank you.
So funny.
I loved, well, I didn't love. I enjoyed I Who Have Never Known Men.
Oh
You hated it.
no, I did hate it. Please don't read
But we
it.
also have books we love that we both love, so.
So let us know in the comments who you relate to more, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.